Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, July 12th, 2019. On this day in 1962, the Rolling Stones performed their first concert at London's Marquee Club. Last year, the Internal Administration counted almost 3,000 cases of politically motivated crime. This is the result of the Senate's response to a question by AfD Member of Parliament Ronald Gleiser. According to statistics, in 2018, there were significantly more right-wing than left-wing crimes. 1,766 times, persons assigned to the right-wing spectrum committed crimes. According to the administration, 125 of them were violent, including homicides, bodily injuries, and dangerous interventions in road traffic. On the other hand, there were 1,223 crimes from the left. Here, however, 288 violent crimes were counted. Only in Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg and Mitte were there more left than right-wing crimes. In all other districts, right-wing crimes outnumbered the left-wing ones. For a chart breakdown of left and right politically motivated crimes by district, please follow the link in our show notes. The Berlin dance venue Klärchen's Ballhaus will have a new owner, and its future, according to some reports, seems unsure. Leaseholder Christian Schulz told RBB Abendschau that the lease expires on December 31st of 2019 and remarked, quote, "There are no further plans." Employees of Klärchen's reported that at a staff meeting last Wednesday, they had been given verbal notice that their employment contracts would terminate at the end of the year. After renovation, however, it's reported that the new owner, Joram Roth, wants to resume the dance business with a new operator. According to Rasmus Heinz, managing director of Auguststrasse 23, quote, "Everything should be preserved, and dancing should continue. Only what is necessary will be renovated, and don't talk about the ballroom getting shut down." A spokeswoman for Roth Holding remarked that, quote, "The original flair will be retained, and the same goes for the patina of time in the Hall of Mirrors. It would be terrible if this were to be cleaned up. But aging sanitary facilities and the run-down areas will be modernized from the end of January." Klärchen's Ballhaus enjoys cult status with many Berliners due to its regular dance events. The tango, salsa, or swing evenings are usually preceded by lessons. In particular, the austere ambiance of the building is unique. Although the premises were maintained, damage from the Second World War or the GDR period was not repaired. Original stucco parts are just as visible as smoothly plastered holes in walls and ceilings. The two halls in the back building, the dance hall on the ground floor, and the Hall of Mirrors above were built in 1895. In September of 1913, the couple Fritz and Clara Buhler opened the dance hall Buhler's Ballhaus. In the vernacular, however, it was quickly known as Klärchen's Ballhaus. Also during the GDR time, it remained always in private enterprise. Until 2003, the descendants of Clara and her second husband, Arthur Haberman, ran the premises as a family business, and her lease was not renewed after a change of ownership. The space was used several times as a location for feature films, for example for the ARD production Stauffenberg from 2004 or Inglourious Basterds from 2009 by Hollywood director Quentin Tarantino, starring Brad Pitt and Christoph Waltz. On the occasion of the 30th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall, Berlin is planning many events around the historical date. The House of Representatives wants to set its own highlights in a special place. With a series of films, discussions, guided tours, exhibitions, and other events, the Chamber of Deputies will commemorate the fall of the Wall on November 9th, 30 years ago. The highlight will be a joint ceremony with the Senate on November 8th, as Parliament President Ralph Wieland announced on Wednesday. The president of the first freely elected GDR People's Chamber, Sabine Bergmann-Pohl, will deliver the speech in the plenary hall. 4 days earlier, contemporary witnesses such as Mariana Bedler, former federal commissioner for the Stasi files, will remind the public of the great demonstration on Alexanderplatz on November 4, 1989, when hundreds of thousands demanded freedom and democracy. Following the discussion, a concert with Uschi Brüning and Gerhard Schöne is planned. While both dates are only accessible by invitation or prior registration, there are also numerous offers for all Berliners. On September 2nd, school newspaper editors will interview Bundestag President Wolfgang Schäuble about the fall of the wall. At the time, the politician was the Federal Minister of the Interior, and in 1990, he played a decisive role in the conclusion of the Unification Treaty. On September 7th, the House of Representatives is inviting the public to an open house where, among others, the former governing mayors Eberhard Diepgen and Walter Momper will commemorate the time of the fall. Starting in August, interested parties, not least young people, will be invited to participate in workshops on the photographic search for historical evidence around the House of Representatives. The building, which used to be the seat of the Prussian Parliament, was later located for decades in the border area on the wall in the eastern part of the city. The Gropius building, only a few meters across the street, belonged to the western part. This will also be documented by the open-air exhibition Wall Pictures from 18th of September to the 20th of November. Wieland called on all Berliners to provide private photos showing the buildings or their surroundings at the time of the division or the fall of the Berlin Wall. Anyone who has such photographs can contact Parliament's Public Relations Unit. During the Tuesday cinema series, films on the peaceful revolution and the fall of the wall will be shown from the 1st of October to the 12th of November. The Berlin police want to tow illegally parked cars more consistently, for example, on cycle paths and bus lanes. The police announced on Wednesday that the previous regulations on the transfer of vehicles had been reviewed and the changes had been communicated to all departments. The towing of cars, which stop and park in bicycle and bus lanes, double park on roads, as well as in the intersection area, should now become the rule. As explained by a police spokesman, until now, officials had always decided on a case-by-case basis whether or not to tow them. According to a tweet by @PolizeiBerlin, quote, "In times of increasing mobility, there's a special focus on the protection of the most vulnerable road users. Today, we have specified our internal regulations for the towing of vehicles, and it's a good idea." Authorities reported that both external and internal police forces clearly need continuity and a single set of rules. Police Commissioner Barbara Slovic spoke of, quote, "security in action." However, individual cases of stopping and double parking, for example, of delivery traffic, will continue to be taken into account. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.